Human rights groups have many criticisms of China, and they're not just about Tibet. Internet censorship is another area of concern. The Chinese government routinely filters or blocks access to online content, and China's legal system deals harshly with dissidents who use the net. American companies such as Yahoo and Cisco Systems have been accused of aiding Chinese censorship. Now, a member of the U.S. Congress is proposing legislation that would put a stop to that. Here's more from the world's Clark Boyd.
It's called the Global Online Freedom Act, and it's sponsored by Republican Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey. Smith's been working on the legislation for 3 years. He says it all started when he took a look at what he calls egregious and pervasive human rights abuses in China.
They were increasingly using the internet as a means of finding dissidents, religious and political, but also were censoring out information that would help the Chinese people know what's really going on.
And he says he realized something else, that U.S. tech companies were assisting the Chinese and others in that process.
Whether they like it or not, the software, the hardware that they have produced is being used as a sledgehammer against political dissidents and people who simply espouse democracy. No less than a water cannon or a rifle. This is part of the tools of repression. So our hope is to open it up.
The centerpiece of the Global Online Freedom Act is the creation of an Office of Global Internet Freedom at the U.S. State Department. That office would, on a yearly basis, designate countries as internet restricting. It would then prohibit U.S. companies from supplying those countries with the means to collect and monitor people's personal information. Smith says that would send a strong message to the Chinas of the world.
Our hope is that countries, when they realize that, and the businesses that enable dictatorships, you know, there will be pressure brought to bear to open these countries up, allow the political dissidents and the religious believers to use the internet without getting that knock on the door in the middle of the night and find themselves at a kangaroo trial and a 10-year prison sentence that includes torture.
Two of those allegedly tortured in Chinese prisons are Shi Tao and Wang Xiaoning. Both of them used the internet to criticize Beijing. Specifically, they used services provided by Yahoo in China. And when the Chinese authorities asked Yahoo for information about them, the company complied. That led to arrests and jail sentences for both Shi and Wang. Morton Sklar is the executive director of the World Organization for Human Rights, USA. He led a lawsuit against Yahoo in U.S. federal court, seeking damages for the families of Shi and Wang. Yahoo eventually settled that lawsuit, although the company maintained it was obligated, under Chinese law, to hand that information over to the authorities. Sklar says the Global Online Freedom Act would no longer make that an excuse.
Here the Congress is saying to the companies, look, you don't have to do that anymore. We are telling you that it's against our laws for you to provide this information.
But Sklar says the measure has its faults. He's worried about the requirement for the president to have final say on whether a country is internet restricting. Lucy Morillon, Washington director of the group Reporters Without Borders, sees a problem there as well.
We hope that it's going to be handled with care and that the executive branch is still going to be as tough on repressive countries that it denounces than on its allies. You know, Saudi Arabia is for us a major internet-restrictive countries, and we would expect the same treatment than the one from Iran or China.
Of course, there are plenty of schools and libraries in America that actively filter internet content. Jonathan Zittrin holds the chair in internet governance and regulation at Oxford University. He says that if the bill passes, the United States might well be found violating its own law.
There could even be an irony, since the first Global Online Freedom Act asks the State Department to designate certain countries as internet freedom denying countries, if the United States would end up qualifying under its own law as an internet freedom denying country.
Congressman Chris Smith is looking to capitalize on the attention being paid to China in the run-up to the Summer Olympics. He's pushing hard to get the Global Online Freedom Act through the House. One potential snag? There's no similar measure currently making its way through the Senate. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.